Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a public figure who has influenced you. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about influential people in our lives. One common topic is describing a public figure who has had an impact on you. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the task. When asked to describe a public figure who has influenced you, the examiner is looking for your ability to describe a person in detail, your capacity to explain the influence this person has had on you, your skill in structuring a coherent and engaging response. Let's break down how to approach this task in each part of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In Part 1, you might be asked some general questions about public figures or influential people. Here are some possible questions. Do you follow any public figures on social media? What kind of public figures are popular in your country? Do you think public figures have a responsibility to be good role models? Let's look at a sample answer for question 1. Do you follow any public figures on social media? Sample answer. Yes, I do. I particularly enjoy following Malala Yousafzai on Instagram. Her posts are always thought-provoking and inspiring. I find her advocacy for education and women's rights to be truly admirable, and following her updates gives me a sense of how I can contribute to positive change in my own community. This answer demonstrates a good vocabulary range, provides specific details, and expresses personal opinions, all key factors in achieving a high band score. Part 2. Long-term. In Part 2, you might receive a cue card like this. Describe a public figure who has influenced you. You should say who this person is, how you know about this person, what this person has done, and explain why this person has influenced you. Here's a sample answer targeting a band 8-9. I'd like to talk about Michelle Obama, the former First Lady of the United States, who has had a profound influence on me. I first became aware of Michelle Obama during her husband's presidential campaign in 2008. However, it was through her autobiographical book Becoming that I really got to know her story and her character. Michelle Obama has accomplished a great deal throughout her life. She's a Princeton and Harvard-educated lawyer who has used her platform to advocate for various social causes. She launched the Let's Move campaign to combat childhood obesity and the Reach Higher initiative to inspire young people to pursue higher education. Her work has consistently focused on empowering underprivileged communities and promoting education. What truly resonates with me about Michelle Obama is her authenticity and resilience. Despite facing numerous challenges, including racial and gender discrimination, she has remained true to her values and continued to work towards positive change. Her famous quote, "When they go low, we go high," epitomizes her approach to adversity and has become a personal mantra for me. Her influence on me has been multifaceted. Firstly, she's inspired me to pursue my education with renewed vigor, understanding its power to create opportunities. Secondly, her commitment to public service has encouraged me to find ways to give back to my community. Lastly, her grace and dignity in the face of criticism have taught me valuable lessons about maintaining one's integrity in challenging situations. In conclusion, Michelle Obama's influence on me extends far beyond her role as a former First Lady. Her life story, achievements, and character have profoundly shaped my perspectives and aspirations, making her a truly influential figure in my life. Examiner's follow-up questions. After your long turn, the examiner might ask, "Do you think public figures have more influence nowadays compared to the past? How do you think social media has changed the way public figures influence people?" Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. I believe public figures today have a significantly broader reach compared to those in the past, primarily due to the advent of social media and global connectivity. In previous eras, a public figure's influence was often limited by geographical boundaries and the constraints of traditional media. However, in our interconnected world, a single tweet or Instagram post from a celebrity or politician can instantly reach millions, crossing borders and cultural divides. That said, I think it's important to distinguish between reach and depth of influence. While modern public figures can easily broadcast their messages to vast audiences, the fleeting nature of social media interactions might mean that their influence is more superficial. In contrast, historical figures, though reaching fewer people, often had a more profound and lasting impact on those they did influence. Moreover, the sheer number of public figures vying for attention today might dilute the influence of any single individual. In the past, there were fewer prominent voices, allowing those who did rise to fame to have a more concentrated impact. Ultimately, while contemporary public figures have unprecedented potential to influence large numbers of people, the quality and longevity of that influence remains subject to debate. It's a complex issue that merits further consideration of how we define and measure influence in our rapidly evolving digital age. Part 3: Two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to public figures and influence. For example, examiner, how do you think the media shapes our perception of public figures? Sample answer, band 8-9. The media plays a pivotal role in shaping public perception of prominent individuals, often acting as a double-edged sword. On one hand, it serves as a crucial platform for public figures to communicate their messages and showcase their work, potentially amplifying their positive impact. For instance, when the media highlights a celebrity's charitable efforts, it can inspire others to contribute to similar causes. However, the media can also sensationalize or misrepresent information, leading to skewed perceptions. The phenomenon of trial by media is a prime example where public figures are sometimes vilified based on unverified information or out-of-context statements. This can have severe consequences on their reputation and influence. Moreover, the media's tendency to focus on controversy and conflict can lead to a disproportionate emphasis on a public figure's flaws or missteps, overshadowing their achievements. This negativity bias in reporting can create a cynical public attitude towards influential individuals. It's also worth noting that different media outlets often have their own agendas and biases, which can result in varied portrayals of the same public figure. This fragmentation of media narratives can lead to polarized public opinions, with people's perceptions being heavily influenced by their choice of media consumption. In light of this, I believe it's incumbent upon individuals to approach media portrayals of public figures with a critical eye, seeking out diverse sources of information to form a more balanced perspective. Media literacy education could play a crucial role in equipping people with the skills to navigate this complex landscape and form more nuanced views of public figures. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, incorporate advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions. Here are some examples. Profound influence, adjective noun, a deep and significant impact. Example, Nelson Mandela's leadership had a profound influence on South Africa's transition to democracy. To resonate with verb phrase, to have a particular meaning or importance for someone. Example, her message of perseverance resonated with many young entrepreneurs. Epitomize verb, to be a perfect example of something. Example, Marie Curie epitomizes dedication to scientific research. Multifaceted, having many different aspects or features. Example, the influence of social media on society is multifaceted and complex. To shape perspective, to influence how someone views or understands something. Example, travel can shape perspectives and broaden horizons. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, when describing a public figure who has influenced you, choose a figure you genuinely admire and know well. Structure your answer clearly, addressing all parts of the question. Use a range of advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Provide specific examples to support your points. Express your personal opinions and experiences. Practice speaking about various public figures to improve fluency. Remember, the key to a high score is not just what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clarity, coherence, and confidence in your delivery. For more tips on describing influential people, check out our articles on describing a person who has motivated you to be more active and describing a person who has inspired you to do something new. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss public figures who have influenced you in your IELTS speaking test, helping you achieve the band score you're aiming for.